The Selkirk Lighthouse sits at the mouth of the Salmon River on Lake Ontario. It's scenic, although the area is not very well known except to salmon fishers. But some people, once they visit, find they keep coming back. Jim Walker was one of those people.
I didn't move to Plaskow to buy the lighthouse at all. I was living and working quite comfortably with a family in a lovely location in Maine and came out here on a fishing trip. A friend of mine got a hold of me and said, we have to go to this place called Plaskow, New York. I said, Plaskow, New York. Now, what's a good reason for going there?
Walker came to Plaskow on Veterans Day weekend in 1986 with 10 friends. But when the time came for them to leave, half the group didn't want to go.
They were just having such a great time. We were fishing in the snow, in the river, catching steelhead, having a ball. And none of us had the chance to experience anything like this before.
A couple of the men started talking about investing in the area's hospitality industry. They looked at some properties over the winter, and when the Selkirk Lighthouse came up for sale in 1987, Walker made an offer. 16 years later, Walker has turned the old lighthouse into short-term rental housing. It's become a popular stop with a 98% occupancy rate and visitors from over 100 countries. Since then, the lighthouse has operated as a life-saving station, private residence, resort, and designated historic landmark. In 1989, the Coast Guard reactivated the Selkirk Lighthouse lantern. The lighthouse itself is a three-story rectangular stone building with an octagonal glass lantern house on top. Wayne Wheeler is president of the San Francisco-based U.S. Lighthouse Society. Wheeler says the Selkirk Lighthouse is one of a dying breed.
It's a unique structure in that it has the old-style lantern on the tower. There are only three or four of those remaining in the country.
Only 20 of the 600 lighthouses across the nation offer some kind of lodging, either in the actual working lighthouse or in keeper's quarters nearby. Richard Mole is president of the Great Lakes Lighthouse Keepers Association, which encourages lighthouse preservation and restoration on the Great Lakes. Mole says people appreciate the uniqueness of spending the night in a lighthouse.
People just love to be able to say, you know, I did this and at a historic lighthouse versus a walkthrough, you know, one-time light station. You have an opportunity to, you know, to work there and live there, eat there, cook there.
And people will pay for the chance to do just that. Nicole Paternaster is manager of the Selkirk Lighthouse and has worked there off and on for 15 years. Walking in through the kitchen door, she points out the building's attributes.
Bathroom, stand-up shower, and kitchen area are mainly what make up the addition part of the lighthouse. And here's the stone wall that I just absolutely love.
It's homey and relaxed. The floorboards in the first floor bedroom are original. Paternaster and Walker are working to replace the windows with original style ones whenever the lighthouse isn't occupied. The staircase to the third floor is blocked off right now, since a couple of stairs up to the lighthouse are too rickety to use. But you can get to the top. Nicole Paternaster led me, creeping past the roof rafters and around the spiral staircase, through a wooden portal and then up a metal ladder leaned against the wall. At the top, we popped up in the lantern room itself.
You can see the river, you can see the lake, you can see what's called Deer Creek Marsh, but it is absolutely gorgeous. And of course, today it's a windy day, so you see all the waves breaking out there. I just love it.
The guests love it, too. New Jersey resident Ken Levinitis and his family have fished in the area for 15 years.
When I go on vacation, I mean, I don't want to be, you know, in the midst of the craziness downtown Pulaski where, you know, salmon fishing is hot and heavy and there's hundreds of guys there. It's nice to be able to go out and find a place like, you know, the lighthouse. What's nice about it is that it's right there, you know, on the lake, see the fish coming in.
Like Levinitis, many guests find themselves visiting again. Some have already booked their stays for 2004 and even 2005. Jim Walker says owning the lighthouse has been a valuable experience, but after 16 years, he's ready to pass the torch on to somebody else and focus on other business.
Reached the hard conclusion of trying to recruit a replacement. No, that's not just put a piece of property on the market for sale, but it's to recruit someone who basically has a younger body, a lot of motivation, and similar ideals to try to pick up and carry the ball from here.
Walker has advertised the property in different lighthouse publications. It's listed at $1.25 million. So far, there have been a few inquiries.
It's a very, very unusual place. It's one of the last of its kind. That's the type of thing we need to polish up and pass along as to the best of our ability.
Walker says he's sure the right person will emerge to keep the light shining and the door open to future guests at the Selkirk Lighthouse. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Sky Road.